Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Barrister Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 18th of April, 2024. From Manx Radio, 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news, we got sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, patient records found at Manx Care employee's home. After 108 starts, John McGuinness is in a really good place. Inflation's down to 3.2%. Government shouldn't do financial U-turns, says Julie Edge. And it's the Ravens' final away game of the season tonight.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastermy, Christian Jones.
Fastermy. The campaign group Justice for Summerland has welcomed a verdict of unlawful killing in an Irish court case this afternoon after 48 people died in a nightclub fire in Dublin in 1981. They've reacted to the news saying their fight took more than 40 years, they did not give up and neither shall we. Manx Care insists a data breach where huge volumes of patient records were found at a former employee's home was an isolated incident. The healthcare provider's written to 160 people after the documents were discovered in September last year. And the Isle of Man's inflation rate has reached an almost three-year low as it fell in March by 0.3%. It now stands at 3.2%. In comparison to 12 months ago, that's a reduction of 6%. In international news, Scotland has watered down its climate commitments, having accepted its 2030 goal was out of reach. It's blamed Westminster budget restraints after ditching its target of reducing emissions by 75% within the next 6 years. Signallers and maintenance staff at Network Rail have been presented with a 3.5% pay rise for the next year. The RMT unions engaged in extensive strike action about offers in the past. And the British Olympic Association's chief executive insists Team GB's kit for Paris this summer is vibrant and patriotic. Every piece has the classic union flag on it after criticism surrounding the purple colours added to the England's new football shirts. Those are the updated news headlines next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Christian. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, we've got a strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea, slight or moderate. And the weather for the island this evening, cloudy and showery in a moderate westerly. It'll dry up overnight with a fresh to strong northwesterly, lowest temperatures 6 Celsius. And for Jehenia, a risk of early showers tomorrow, then sunny spells in a fresh to strong northwest wind up to 11 degrees. Dry and less breezy after dark, overnight minimum 6. And for Jasan, dry with sunny periods on Saturday, light breezes, top temperature 11. Sunset tonight, 27 minutes past 8, high tide 25 to 10, low waters 19 minutes before 4 a.m, sunrise 6 minutes past 6 tomorrow morning, and high tide 23 minutes before 10. There is a shroud of haze over the mountain this evening. The Matrix signs at Hilbury, Sulby, Bagarrow and Ramsey advising fog on the mountain road.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Manx Care insists a data breach where huge volumes of patient records were found at a former employee's home was an isolated incident. Well, the healthcare provider's written to 160 people after the documents were discovered in September last year. Chief Executive Teresa Cope has this to say.
So there was a huge volume of information, huge numbers of sort of files and individual pieces of information, and they've all been processed to be able to allow us to identify who those individuals are and check them back against records. Some of those records were sort of affected by water damage, and some of them were not able to identify who they linked back to. So there has been a very extensive investigation taking a number of months, and hence that's why we'll be writing to the 160 individuals who have been identified. The investigation identified that all of the right policies and and procedures existed at the time, it is not unusual for staff members to take records to work on at home. There are some clear policy frameworks, you know, around that. But obviously what should happen is those records should be returned to our medical records store. And obviously that hadn't happened. Obviously we're talking about a long, long time ago. We're talking about between 2000 and 2014. So some of those records are 24 years old. And since that time, policies and procedures have been tightened up. I think it's just that constant reminder to all of our staff, their responsibilities around management of patient data. It's imperative on us all to make sure that we have undertaken the right training and information governance and we follow all the policies and procedures. I would like to, on behalf of Manx Care and the Department of Health and Social Care, offer an unreserved apology to all the individuals who have been affected by this data breach. We have thoroughly investigated it. We have looked at the learning and are committed to informing individuals that have been involved in this unfortunate incident.
John McGuinness says he's in a really good place as he prepares to make his 109th start at the Isle of Man TT this year. The 23-time TT winner also explains how it feels to be part of an expanded three-rider Honda lineup in 2024 alongside new recruit Dean Harrison and Manx prospect Nathan Harrison.
It's been really good. I have to say I'm in a really sweet spot. A lot of riding, a lot of things bike related just in general. So it always just gives me a feel-good factor, really. It's just been whirlwind last 3 or 4 months. It's been mental, but mental in a good way. Mental busy, and so I'm in a good spot. Really, really happy. The pressure's off my shoulders a little bit now. You know, we've got basically an absolute front runner to, you know, to take it to Peter and Michael, and he's in a great position. And I like working with Dean, and I like working with Nathan. You know, Nathan's young, starting his journey. Dean's served his apprenticeship. Now it's time for him to start winning. You know, and that's where Honda need to be. We need to be back right at the sharp end and where they should be. You know, it's a real good, happy team. At the minute, I don't know what will happen for the rest of the year, but we'll be in good shape when the TT comes. 23, I rode okay. 24, I'm motivated again because there's a new bike, new teammate, and you know the emotions going into it is the same as it was 20 years ago when I was probably at the top of my game. You know, I've got to dot the I's, I've got to cross the T's, I've got to just go and enjoy it and see what the end result is. Cool to be at number one. You know, I think it's a cool thing to have the number one plate on. Really proud that I can hold that status as well. It's nice to be the first bike away on the factory Hondas. I know this year I'm in a bit better place because I've done a lot of riding. So yeah, I don't know. For me, when I rode the 2024 bike at Porto Mayo, I was actually excited. And it's been a while since I've ridden a bike that's, you know, it's got loads of technical differences, bits and pieces on it that I was looking for as a rider, split throttles and a bit more torque, a little bit more mid-range. So all them bits can only make you go faster, you know. And I did a personal best at Donington, so I know in my own head I'm all right. And if I can match what I did in 15 and a little bit more, where you do a 33, you're not, you're certainly not hanging around. It's not fast enough to win, but it's good enough to maybe scrape a podium, maybe with a bit of luck.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300.
Inflation rates on the Isle of Man fell to 3.2% for March, down 0.3 of a percentage point on February. The Treasury Minister says prices are now rising at their slowest annual rate since August 2021. Dr. Alex Allenson, MHK, spoke to Lewis Foster from Manx Radio News.
We've been looking, obviously, very much at the local economy. Some of the factors that affect our inflation are the same that affect the inflation across. But what we've seen is a remarkably resilient economy. The issues really in inflation at the moment, a lot of them are to do with things like hospitality, alcohol, food. Those are still a bit of an issue. But we have seen food prices start to actually reduce. So that rate of inflation is coming down. And certainly all the indicators are that it will continue to come down this year. I think that takes some of the heat out of the stresses that are being faced by various people. What we're talking about here, obviously, is inflation, is the rise in prices rather than deflation. But I think we're in a much better position now than we are last year. The main thing that I think a lot of people are waiting to see from a Bank of England point of view is a reduction in interest rates. And again, that's down to them because they are independent. But that obviously has a big knock-on effect for our economy in terms of borrowing and people's mortgages.
How likely do you think that target of 2% will be reached?
It's been very difficult over the last 2 years to predict accurately because of the amount of global instability that we've seen. I think we're heading for an inflation rate of about 2% by the summer. I think there will be increasing pressure on the Bank of England to reduce interest rates. I think people already are seeing the benefit of that stability and being able to predict spending and things like that in the future. And certainly going around things like the supermarkets and shops at the moment, you can see prices coming down a bit. You can see some of the offers coming back as well. So it makes people who need to balance a budget a lot more secure, I think, going forward into this year. But we are still in a difficult situation in terms of the overall economy. What we need to do for the Isle of Man is make sure that we stick with the economic plan, we invest in our island, invest in jobs and people's livelihoods.
The Manx government being fiscally responsible means not doing U-turns, according to former Education, Sport and Culture Minister Juliette MHK. She asked Timwell this week what measures are in place to reinstate financial discipline and told Manx Radio she was speaking from experience.
You've seen what happened when I tried to be fiscally responsible. I was fiscally responsible for the Department of Education, Sport and Culture when I was minister with regards to the Southern Swimming Pool. And we've seen what happened there. Major U-turn. I wasn't even involved in any of that decision-making process. So where did that money come from? And that's my point with fiscal responsibility. You can't just suddenly find a pot of money when a tough decision has to be made. You have to continue with the tough decision. It was made by the Council of Ministers and we should continue with them. We should not be bound to pressure, although, you know, I'm happy for the pool to remain open as long as the pool can afford to stay open with the financial plan that the Speaker and the Southern members have managed to achieve. I'm happy for that, but fiscally responsible is not doing U-turns. It's continuing with the major investment that was proposed with a new swimming pool in the south. And because I'd witnessed that so closely as to how it can happen, I don't feel we have got that fiscal accountability for the people of the island.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Passed by. The boat's active this afternoon. The fast craft left Douglas at 3:03. She's just about to go onto the link span at the pierhead in Liverpool, and Manxman is on the way back from Heysham at the moment. FC Isle of Man face their final away game of the season this evening when they take on Earlham in the NWCFL Premier Division. In a busy schedule for the Ravens, 4 games in the last week. Manager Paul Jones says ensuring players stay healthy on this run to the end of the campaign is important.
Right. Sure, everyone gets through safe and sound. There's no big injury concerns, and the players that go are all used to their best attributes to give ourselves the best chance to win a game of football as possible. You know, there'll be some tired bodies and tired minds out there, especially because of some of the players have been involved in all of the games over the last 4 games, over the last 7 days. Hopefully that's given them a little bit of good flow and a bit of rhythm, and they're in a place where they can go and look after themselves in terms of being clever about how they play the game to not just see it through but cause early and some significant problems and keep building the performance levels from what we've seen Von Alt with his side over the 3 or 4 games previous. It'll be tough. You know, they beat Prestwich 10 days ago and Prestwich are pushing still into the playoffs. And the thing that I've noticed over the last few years at this level of football, like, people don't down tools at the end of the season. You know, players are playing for contracts, they're playing to get transfers. You know, there's lots to play for all of these players, and Ireland will be no different tonight. And they're a well-organised team. You know, they tend to have quite a consistent group that they use, which helps, especially out of possession. They don't take chances in terms of how they play, and they've got a little bit of quality at the attacking end of the pitch that can cause teams problems if you switch off. So they're a really solid side at this level of football. They are probably only where they are at this stage of the season because their goal scorer, who was scoring lots and lots of goals, got taken by Bury halfway through the season. So, you know, they're a goal scorer short of being a really top team, and they'd have been challenging right up in those promotion places if he hadn't gone to Bury. So, yeah, it would be a really stiff test, and, you know, one I'm sure the players are looking forward to.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, Norway's sovereign wealth fund said it would vote in favour of a proposal letting UK bank NatWest buy back more of its stock from the British government. NatWest is asking investors to support a resolution at its AGM on April 23rd to buy up to 15% of its total stock from the UK government over a 12-month period, up from the previous ceiling of 5%. 5%. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrocourt.com. Only yesterday, it was crowned the busiest international airport in the world. Today, operations at Dubai International are severely disrupted after heavy rains battered the United Arab Emirates and neighbouring countries. A storm pounded the UAE on Tuesday, flooding roads and sections of the busiest international airport on Earth. Some inbound flights have resumed today, but on the major hub that is Dubai International Airport, the rest of it is struggling to function. Authorities say they've started receiving inbound flights at Terminal 1 used by foreign carriers, but the outbound flights continue to be delayed. They also later announced that check-in was open at Terminal 3 for Emirates Airlines, the single largest carrier. Fly Dubai flights were also out. They warned that a huge number of travellers are waiting to check in, long queues and long delays.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed slightly higher. The dollar drifted higher. Oil rose and safe haven gold gained as those persistent tensions in the Middle East added to the metals appeal. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 up almost 0.4%, 7,877. The DAX in Frankfurt up almost 0.5% at 17,850. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up almost 0.7%. 38,005. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up just over 0.4% at 15,752. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, 5,045. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 24.6 cents, €1 16.9 cents, and 23 South African rand 86.3 cents. In commodities, gold's up almost a single percentage point at $2,382 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down almost 0.1% at $86.86.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
No, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
A teenager from Port Sodric described by his advocate as an extremely stupid boy has been spared jail after a car chase which could have ended in carnage. From Douglas Courthouse, Tessa Hawley.
Charlie Taylor Burt of Quines Hill took his mother's VW Polo on the 14th of June last year. He only had a provisional driving licence and was not insured. Police found him almost 5 hours after he was reported missing at 1:50 in the morning on the Craignabar back road. He had three passengers in the car and was driving at speed. Officers followed him through Onken, where they watched him lose and then regain control of the vehicle. Despite their efforts, Burt refused to stop. When they found him on Windsor Road in Douglas just after 2 o'clock, the teenager gave them false details. He later pleaded guilty to dangerous driving, taking the vehicle without consent, not driving in accordance with his licence, having no insurance, obstructing police and failing to stop. On the 18th of December last year, whilst on bail for the driving offences, Burt forced entry to a locked study at the family home. The 17-year-old raided the safe and stole between £400 and £500. When his mother returned home, she found a selection of tools and cash on the floor of the room. Burt was arrested and later pleaded guilty to burglary. During sentencing at Douglas Courthouse, the teenager's advocate told the court it's almost hard to put into words how ridiculous his behaviour was last year. Describing the car chase as potential carnage, Deemster Graham Cook told Burt, "You drove that vehicle on a country road like an idiot. It really does sadden me when I see someone given a massive chance in life potentially throw it all away." Imposing a 20-month custodial sentence, which has been suspended for 2 years, Deemster Cook told Burt, "You seem to be maturing eventually and probably at the last minute."
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Bastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and Ramsey have maintained their 4-point advantage at the top of Canada Live Combination 1 after winning during the latest midweek Isle of Man football fixtures last night. The Northern side took a 4-1 victory away at Braddon, whilst Ramsey's nearest challengers, defending champions Rushen United, enjoyed a comprehensive 7-0 win at Moraune. Elsewhere, St John's United snatched 3 points after a 7-goal thriller against Ayr United. Meanwhile, Onchan have taken control at the top of DPS Limited Combination 2 as they extended their unbeaten league record with a 6-1 home victory over Douglaston District. Onchan now sit 2 points clear of Douglas High School Old Boys, who missed the chance to go level at the summit after a 2-2 draw at Michael United. Foxdale and Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys also played out a 2-2 stalemate, whilst Governors Athletic were awarded an away walkover against Maloo. The midweek football schedule continues this evening with the opening round of the 2024 Cowell Cup, with ties getting underway from 6:30 p.m. Also in football, Manxman Steve Faulkner is in line to earn his second cap for England in walking football. The Governors Athletic player has been named again in the England under 60s side heading to Malta. He made his maiden appearance for England in November 2023 against Northern Ireland. It's the second piece of good news this week for Governors Athletic, who've also been crowned Isle of Man men's walking football champions for the second season running. And in cycling, Manx elite cyclist Becky Story is expected to spend some time on the sidelines due to injury. The Women's World Tour competitor has revealed she recently suffered a broken collarbone during a training session late last week. In an update on social media, the Team DSM Firmenich rider said she's expected to be out for some weeks as a result. Despite being ruled out of competing, Story was in attendance supporting teammates at the La Flèche Wallonne World Tour race in Belgium yesterday.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5:25 Loganair from Manchester on time. Next, it's the 7:25 EasyJet from London Gatwick, the 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool, returning patient transfer on time, as is the 10:09 Loganair from London City. Outbound, the 5:30 Loganair to London City on time. Next, 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool, 5:08 EasyJet return to London Gatwick. On the roads, the Cian Drogheda Road at Andrus is closed in phases for water main work. In Braddon, temporary lights on Vicarage Road at Stevenson's Way roundabout there for water main replacement. Part of the Old Castle Town Road is closed between Port Sodrick Glen Road and Marine Drive for some carriageway repairs. Look out also at Brighton Terrace. It's closed between Mount Bradder and Trinity Church just by the Rosemount Pub in Upper Douglas for gas main replacement. Hillside Avenue is closed through to Circular Road for that adjacent office window replacement, and a section of Switzerland Road is closed in Douglas till November for some building work. Look out at Starvey on the Starvey Road, face closures for water main work, and water main work in Colby on the Ballykilferrick Road for water main work. In Gansey, temporary lights on Shore Road near Mount Gorn Road for patching work prior to resurfacing.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Fast of Mike, 7 minutes before six this Thursday evening, live from the Isle of Man. The Isle of Man's voice on the international stage is small, but it's important that Manx views are represented, according to the MHK behind the motion, which saw Timwell condemn the attacks in the Middle East. Manx Radio's political correspondent Phil Gorn spoke to Russian member Michelle Haywood, MHK, about why she wanted to see the issue discussed.
They spoke very early when Russia went into Ukraine, and we had a debate on that. So we do speak on international matters, and we seem to have, as you say, dragged our feet a little bit over this one. So I was, in the end, to get to the point where we'll put a motion down and we'll force the issue. And you're right, if it was unanimously carried, even in a slightly amended version, actually perhaps we could have said that sooner. The motion does recognise that Palestine has a right, and the citizens of Palestine have rights, on the international stage. I'm not sure that that's happened before in Timor's history, but nobody's actually commented today anything other to the contrary.
There are also critics who would argue that international law and the enforcement of international law should be left to the big players in the world and tiny little Isle of Man. Our voice is irrelevant in such matters. How would you respond to that?
Our voice is small on the international stage, but I think the fact that even the Chief Minister has discussed the motion with the Foreign and Commonwealth Office in Westminster means that we've actually put forward our opinions to them, which I'm not sure had happened prior to that. And so that's right, that's where our representation comes. But I think the other aspect of speaking out today is to actually say to those, especially when we've seen demonstrations outside Tim Ward, and I've had numerous correspondence, it's to say to those people, yes, your views are valid, and yes, we do hear your concerns, and we stand with you. We can't do much. admit that, but we need to do what little we can.
Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
The owner of a tea room on the island says the new TT race schedule will hit her business. For years, the Dovecot tea rooms in Kirkmichael's had to close shop on race days due to the eatery being located on the race course, opening only on non-race days. Owner Sue Bridge now says they get nothing now from the TT.
We're on the course, so we are closed. And because they've altered the race schedules, that means we are closed all week now. So we actually gain nothing from the TT, sadly.
Is there no other alternative? Have you tried to approach government, maybe?
Yes, we've looked at outside, but sadly there isn't anywhere. Breaks my heart. We used to try and open on the days in between when the racing was Monday, Wednesday and Friday. We used to try and open Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But now there's racing in every day. And of course, if they get cancelled and you've got food prepared, what do you do with it all? You know, you've got staff on standby, so it is not an easy task trying to run a business on the TT course.
What the loss for that time that you have to shut would be?
Well, it's hard to tell, isn't it? Because it's such a busy time on the island, so it really is hard to tell what the cost would be, but I imagine it's quite significant.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Bobby Bob, John Billy's here, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. And then later on tonight, the Port St Mary by-election result. And I'm back tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT!